Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm not the same kind of tween girl you guys are.
But we love all the same things.
I've changed. I don't like Beyonce.
Take that back.
Or Britney. Or Gaga. I only fake it because you guys like that stuff.
All right, that is from one of our favorite shows. And on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, we're talking with Amy Anderson. That's her daughter, Lily, who you just heard on the cut yesterday. We're talking with Matt Roush of TV Insider about the finale tomorrow night. Well, let's get Amy on here to talk about it. Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Congrats on everything for you and your daughter, because you as well are a YouTube star.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. But, yeah, it's very surreal that the series finale is actually finally happening tomorrow after it's been 9 years for us that we've been part of the show.
And people may not realize it, Amy, but you are a former skipper.
I am a former skipper, yeah. I graduated Minnetonka in 1990. Oh, my God. That means my 30th reunion is this summer. And everyone was like, oh, we're going to go. And now, you know, I probably have the perfect excuse to not go. So.
Well, and then somewhere along the line, your daughter ends up getting cast on one of America's most popular shows and one of the well-written shows out there as well. Tell us about how that whole thing happened.
Yeah, you know, she is, and the reason she's not on with us this morning is because she's 12. She's almost 13, and she is totally asleep. But I can't get her out of bed before, like, noon because, like, being shelter at place at home, and then also she's on spring break right now, so that combo has her out until, like, she doesn't get up before lunchtime. But, yeah, she's 12 now, and when she was 4 years old, I'm an actor. My agent had seen that they were recasting the role of Lily, and she was like, hey, you should let me submit your daughter for this part. And I was a big fan of the show. It had been on for 2 seasons already. And I'm like, no way. She would never book it. She's not an actor, and I don't want her to be an actor. And it's crazy. Only crazy people are actors. And she kind of convinced me to just let me try, because I really think she might have a shot. And then 10 days later, I was signing a network contract. So it's been pretty wild. It's been, you know, well over half of her life that she played that character, and it's been very it's been an interesting experience letting go of all this finally.
When she is at that age, and someone who of course is an actress herself, when she's of that age, do you have to be on set with her? Does someone have to be on set with her?
Yeah, the state of California actually has really very strict labor laws when it comes to minors. So kids who work in this industry, they have to have an adult. It doesn't have to be a parent, but they have to have some adult guardian with them until they're 16 at work. And obviously, I wanted it to be me. No one's going to have her best interest in mind more than me. So I was with her all the time, pretty much every minute.
What's a set like? Is it fun?
It is. It's a lot of fun. I mean, just like anything, it is a job. So, you know, it's a very professional environment, and they're a very well-oiled machine over there. They really operate on a really professional level over there. But it's fun, and it's, you know, people really do care about each other, and it's nonstop food, and we really had a great time. I mean, it's it's been such an honor to be part of this show.
Was the filming of the last episode kind of sad, or was it not?
Oh, gosh, it was a real mixed bag of emotions, for sure. It was really fun, but it also was really sad. But I think, you know, we were very fortunate in that, you know, a lot of shows, when they get canceled, they kind of get the rug pulled out from under them, right? You know, like they've been on for 2 years, 3 years, whatever, and then they just find out during hiatus that they're not coming back or that sort of thing. And obviously, since this show was such a success, we had known for quite a while that the ending was scheduled for a long time. So we knew we had a long time to kind of get ready for it, but nothing totally prepares you for that last day. So it was like a huge party, and it just went on and on and on and on for so many hours because no one really wanted it to end. But by the time we were finished, I think we were all really just feeling a lot of joy and gratitude and love for each other. And yeah, it was a great experience.
Did Cam and Mitchell ever reach out to you and say, Amy, now about your daughter, let's talk a little bit about this or that or whatever?
Oh, during the production? I mean, yeah, like Eric and Jesse, like not like specifically, but
yeah.
They always were so great with her. I mean, they, you know, from the time she was really little, obviously when she first went on the set, she had just turned 4. She had never acted at all. So they really had to teach her a lot. And also, you know, in this industry, minors have what's called a studio teacher who, of course, like teaches them because they do have to do school on set. But they also act as their social worker. And that's my dog coughing in the background, by the way. But they act as their social worker, and they really make sure that they are being taken care of and that they're safe and, you know, they're never put in harm's way, that sort of thing. And so our studio teacher, her name is Sharon, she was with the kids from the beginning, even the older kids from the pilot on for the entire series. And she really, really made sure that those kids were happy and well-adjusted and that they were learning and that they were having a good time on set and as well that they were behaving. So, I mean, she had so many people.
Well, and I keep calling her Lily, of course, we know from the TV show, but it's Aubrey Frances Anderson Emmons, by the way, just in case you're wondering about that.
Yeah.
So, and, well, Amy, again, I know that you kind of downplayed, but the last time I checked, I think YouTube had you at 19 million subscribers. So you're being seen by a lot of people with Earth Mania and Food Mania. When are you coming back home? I mean, once this, obviously, has Aubrey been back here to the Twin Cities?
Oh, yeah, we try to get back at least once a year. You know, we go once or twice a year, but it's actually been a little over a year since we've been there. We were there in last February. Just like a little weird side note, my dad, his name is Harold Anderson. He actually was one of the pilots of the DB Cooper hijacking. And
oh, my.
I know. It's like a totally different interview. But he was part of a documentary that is going to be airing on HBO fairly soon about the hijacking and the experience. And so we.
Well, I'll call you. I got to
help him with that.
I got to call you back about that. We should talk about that if I can bother you one more time and your Aubrey can sleep through it. Amy, thanks for taking the time here this morning. Great hearing from you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.